Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, Cario, we here again, man. It's Tuesday. We live. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all got the number. As always, Cario, everybody, about yourself real quick.
Yeah, what's up? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. You can check out all my stuff at MrLocario.com or go to BadBoyMembership.com. And everyone should be following me on Instagram at RealMrLocario. So make sure you guys get that shit popping. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. The Man Mindset Instagram, Man Mindset Twitter, Man Mindset Facebook, ManMindset.com. Looks like we got a call in the queue before we even kick this thing off. So, guys, y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373 is the number if y'all want to call in. Let's go ahead and bring in the very first phone call. Here we go.
Hey, you guys! Cut that bitch out!
702, you're on the show. What's up, brother? What's your question for us? What's up?
What's good? What's good? How you doing? Ah, man. So the question is this. First off, happy Memorial Day to everybody and stuff. So my situation is this. I have been fucking all weekend to try to get one particular person out of my mind. I bagged this little dime piece this weekend. I was like, yeah, all right, boom, I got it, whatever. But I kept feeling like, okay, I'm trying to text this mother too much. I'm trying to do too much. Bow, smash this other shorty. I'm like, all right, let me go ahead. I can go on about my day. Sent the text. It felt mad needy. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? So I'm like now feeling like, okay, I can't even text this person because it's coming off wrong. Hit another shorty yesterday. I'm thinking about the motherfucker while I'm fucking this shorty. So I'm trying to see how y'all would actually approach this shit, because either that or I'm going to just have to scrap the whole bitch and just get another, go after somebody else. Because I just can't see myself being needy coming off like that.
You go first, Cario, or shall I?
All right, you go first.
My brother, first off, you got to stop lying to yourself, man. You emotionally hooked on that bitch. The problem is you put your emotions in. I know it. That's the problem. Problem is, you're not supposed to put your emotions in these motherfucking women like that. What's so fucking special about that woman where you're thinking about her all the time? What's so special about her?
It's not special. She's just my, like, literally the like the shit that I say, okay, this is what I like, boom, boom, boom. That's it.
But then if you like what you like, and if she has what you like, that still doesn't mean you put your emotions in it. It's just that you enjoy the person that fits your mold of what a woman is. But what we always try to tell you, you guys got to stop putting your fucking feelings in shit, because these women are not putting their feelings in shit. You guys are. And that's the problem. You're emotionally invested in a fucking woman that you just got a piece of pussy from. Gario?
And wait, how long you known this girl for?
Oh, no. I ain't known her for, like, pretty much this whole weekend. Pretty. All right, so I went to a fucking party.
A weekend,
look,
bitch?
Look, I went to a party. Nah, I went to a party, and it was one of them type of parties, right? And so, like, you know, everything was good. It was happening. We got in, whatever like that. But then all of a sudden, I'm like, all right. The thing is, I don't want to be in that type of mindset. I don't want to be in that type of shit. I'm being real, though. I'm being real. I'm facing it because I already see what the problem is.
Call her. Stop talking and listen, man.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Huh?
It's real simple. The reason why you're in that mindset is because you're not used to getting that type of treatment from women. You're not used to getting the type of pussy you just got, and so that's why you thinking about it too much. That's all that happens. Usually, what happens is when a guy either gets with a woman who he sees as a step above what he usually gets, that's when he gets sprung, because it's something that he's not used to. So let's say, for example, if on a scale of 1 to 10, you're used to getting 5s and 6s, and then you get an 8 one day, then you're going to start thinking about her all day, because this is what you really wanted, was that 8, and you finally got her. You feel what I'm saying? So now this is why you're thinking about it, whatever.
That's exactly what the situation is, and I realize it, and I'm trying to fucking fight the shit. That's exactly what it is.
Happening and step your game up in general, so you'll be used to getting that type of treatment and get that type of energy, so then you won't be thinking about it. Because right now, you're just needy, because this is like, you know what I'm saying? You're like a kid in the candy store. You're like, oh my God, I finally get to, you know, do what I want and got to the point where I wanted to be. And it's like, you got to get to that. You got to make that shit like a regular occurrence. You got to be like, yo, this is just a regular fucking Tuesday. You understand what I'm saying with this chick?
Yeah, but Lucario, here's the thing. The thing is, you've been fucking with bottom of the barrel bitches. You've been hanging with low hanging fruit. No, wait, let's go ahead. Wait, hold on, listen to me. Let's follow me. Uh-huh. Let me show you why you have. Because you just said you got everything you want out of this chick. She's everything you want. So everything you want is top tier. 10, 9, 8, 7. That's everything you want. And because you got everything you want, because you've been fucking with ain't shit bitches all your life, that you are caught up a motherfucking chick based off of her fucking looks and her ass, man. You just fucking...
Nah, bro. All due respect. Every shorty that I've been messing with since I came to California been high-level chicks. But it's not been, like, it's been some crazy shit with them almost every single one. You know what I'm saying? Like, either they got a fucking problem, they got these highest degrees, but, like, they don't have no fucking intelligence. Something like that.
You're contradicting yourself. Listen, how the fuck can she be high-level when you say these bitches are crazy? They're not high level.
Wait, hold on. Hear me out. I agree with you on what you're saying. I'm not like, here I go. Don't, because I don't want you to stress like the way you are, like you're stressing right now. Because the thing
I'm not stressed.
Wait, hold on.
I just hate y'all motherfuckers not listening to the truth. Stop trying to explain.
I'm listening to you. That's the reason why I called.
Listen. Then shut the fuck up and listen, brother. It doesn't matter what you're saying. We're trying to tell you what is, and every time we tell you, you're coming with a defensive position. You listen.
No, it's not a defensive position. Like, because what you classify me as is a nigga that can't get certain bitches, and that's not the problem.
What Lucario just said a second ago is, I was dealing
with certain.
Go ahead. I had to mute him.
I want you to say to explain again. What is it? Because you said she did something. What was the something she did, or what was the thing that happened that you said that happened that got you thinking about her?
It's a combination. It's a combination. So, like, she has exactly what I'd be looking for when it comes to a certain type of look, right? So it's a look, then the conversation was bomb, and then she held her own with other little situations when we were around certain people. Now, this party that we was at, it was bomb. It was a nice little atmosphere. It was a lot of high-level-ass people up in here and stuff like that. And it just so happened to be something else that was going on in the spot, too. But, like, at the same time, I bagged her, got some other shit. But, like, it wasn't even about me fucking. It was about, oh, shit. So, this, like, you know, you don't, out here, when you in Cali and shit like that, you don't run into a lot of good people. You feel me? Like, especially when you're a newcomer.
This is exactly what we're saying. We're saying you got an experience that you're not used to. That's all we're saying.
That's all we're saying. 702.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, I agree.
How long did it take you to fuck her from the party? How long did it take you to fuck her?
Shit, it didn't take long. But, like, for me, it don't really take long.
But wait, so is she really high level?
I mean, most of these bitches is – it depends on what you mean morally. Because, like, morally, I'm not here in California. Like, the morals that's here is they on some low-level-ass moral type shit. But, like, you know, okay, it is what it is.
Okay, sir, I didn't ask about them or they. I'm talking about you. I don't care about everybody else. I'm talking about you. What I'm saying is that, and Nicario's trying to tell you, is that you got a piece of pussy that's above your pay scale, and you are caught up in her because you haven't dealt with a woman like that before, meaning you have fallen in love with a piece of fucking pussy. That's it. Does that make any sense?
I usually get that. I have not seen that in a while. So, like, that's when, like, when I saw my type.
Sir. Hold on for a second. You said you only fucked with her for a weekend, right? So for like 2 or 3 days, you was fucking with this chick, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much a boils down to she was my type.
Now you had sex with her, right? Which is nothing because you got sex with anybody, so it can't just be the sex, right?
Right.
Now, unless you've been having whack sex and her sex is just on point,
right?
But again, that would get it to the point where you would. Have been in situations where you wasn't having bomb sex in the first place. But let's take sex out of the equation. What it sounded like you were saying is that there's other things she was doing that caused you to look at her differently than other chicks you've been with. Is that correct?
Exactly. Even other chicks that was at the little drink that we was at. That's the thing.
Right.
Even when we was at the party, then when, like, the next day, it was like, holy shit. Like, this motherfucker, well, I be around a lot of Africans, so, like, Africans be on some other shit, you know what I mean? Like, they serve their men. They know how to act. They keep a graceful presence about themselves. They educate, so on and so forth. It's different than when we're dealing with our own. But she was one of our own, well, when I talk about African-American, that she had the mind. She was straight. And that was the thing. It was like, yo, this is different. Like, usually the bitches are talking.
You're getting a little ahead of yourself, though, too, because – Even though she seemed on point for that time period, it was only a few days. So
I get it.
You don't even know the bitch. You don't know her.
I know.
Right. So listen what you're saying. You don't know the bitch, right? And yet you're in love with someone you don't know because she's presenting a false, fake thing. Like, a lot of you guys do this shit. Y'all pretend to be somebody that you're not. Who's to say she's not doing that to you right now, trying to set you up to be... Okay, let me explain something. You want to know what she's doing right now? She's setting you up to be her bitch because you are in a position, a weak position right now. No, I'm not joking. Uh-huh. You're in a weak position right now.
The reason why I'm calling you right now, and like when I seen you, I was like, fuck, I know I'm going to have to deal with some bullshit when I come up here with Steve. So... I was like, fuck that. I'm going to go ahead. I want the real. So that's why I called.
I know, but brother, listen to me. I just want to say this. Look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being real with you. She smells she smells sugar in the water, okay? So because she smells, and she's like this, I'm not saying gay. I'm just saying weak. What I'm saying is this. So
no, I get you. I get you.
She's like, I just gave this motherfucker a little bit of pussy, and now he is all on my dick. That's what she's thinking. And what she's saying is that now I'm going to run this motherfucker the way I want to run him and fuck a real man. She's just setting you up for a downfall, brother.
See, now, that's the reason why I was like, yo, hold on. I got to clear my headset. So, like, boom, I smashed another shorty. Now, this bitch going crazy on my damn text messages talking about I just used it for sex or some bullshit like that. But I ain't worried about that because she crazy.
Why are you running away from shit? What the fuck does that got to do with the fact that you thirsty for the first... Why? Listen, man, y'all gotta stop.
It was the whole point of to clear your mind of the shit, right? So I cleared my mind. I thought about it.
Brother, if you a drug addict, you think water is going to stop you from drugs? No, you're hooked on it. Just admit that. Look, I'm weak. I ain't got no spine. I'm thirsty as fuck for this bitch. And help me, Mr. Licario and Steve. That's it. Stop. That's it. That's it.
I fucking hate you, bro. That ain't the fucking situation, but I fucking hate you. Nah. All right. For real. All right. Yeah. Nah, but
he know what it is.
He know what it is, dude.
Oh, man.
No, okay, I'm sorry. Wait. You know what? Hey, wait, Licario, I'm sorry. Maybe since he don't want to hear the truth. Why don't we go ahead and
No. Say the truth, man. The whole point of us being on this shit is to hear the truth. You know what I'm saying?
You the truth, but every time we tell you the truth, you fight it. So maybe you want to let us tell you what you want to hear, okay? So
listen, I guess no. It was my understanding, but I hear you now.
It's all her fault. Okay.
Oh, this nigga.
You know what? Just eat your vegetables and pray and everything will come to your life, because if you let her go, she'll come back, because that's what true love is. So why don't you go walk on the beach and realize how valuable she is, and then get on a bike, take a cab, and run and stop her at the airport and profess your love so y'all can live happy after in a lifetime fucking room. That would the fuck you want to hear.
This nigga, man. Oh, shit. Nah, that wasn't what I called to hear. What I called to hear was I just wanted to hear another opinion, and I'm hearing that shit. And, you know, so might it be, you know what I'm saying? So might it be. I'm just trying to fucking clear the head.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Y'all gotta stop this shit, dude. All right, we got other calls. We'll throw you back. And if you got another question, press one. We got other calls. But all I'm saying, young man, is this. We're not knocking you for falling in love. We're knocking you for falling in love with a motherfucker you don't know. You fell in love. You're supposed to fall in respect. Okay? All right?
Wait. Find that.
Falling in respect is a motherfucker following your lead. That's it. No emotions. She's got to prove her value and her worth to you. That's falling into respect, okay?
That was the situation that was happening. The only other outside of that part was, me making sure that I don't fucking do no stupid shit.
All right, man. We got to grab these other calls, man. We're going in a circle, brother. We appreciate you, 702. Hey, man. Hey, look, just bring her some flowers and shit and tell her I'm sorry. I'll be your bitch, man. We love you, 702. All right, Anonymous 860 and 605 next. Anonymous, what's your question, sir?
Hello. Just wanted to say what's up, and just want to talk about something, Steve. So basically, I've just been, grinding it out in the gym, you know what I'm saying? I've been working from home and stuff. Been talking to this girl. I've been talking to her consistently for about 3 weeks. I put her on the back burner a few times because I've been wanting to talk to some other girl. It didn't work out. So I fell back on her. I've got two other girls in the mix. So we were talking and stuff. And, we're just talking over the phone. And, we're talking about we want to have sex and things like that. So I said to her, come around my house and stuff. She came around my house. We were sitting down, watching TV, watching Netflix, And then all of a sudden, like, she took out some fucking, took out a phone, and then, like, some guy was calling her and shit. And I was like, you know, like, what's going on? Like, are you busy or something? And then she was like, oh, no, sorry. And I was like, you know, well, if you're going to be talking to another guy, you need to get out of my house. And then she got out, and then she started calling me again and stuff. And then I just, you know what I'm saying, I told her to fuck off. And I went onto Facebook, and I saw your wife, and I just wanted to fuck the shit out of your wife, Steve.
Bro, your troll game is terrible, man.
I mean, my God, you waited that long to say that shit, dude.
Exactly. Like, this is why he don't get no chicks, because when he talk to chicks, he be talking to them about a bunch of shit for like 10 minutes. And the
amazing
chick is like, yo, get to the fucking point, and he don't get to the point.
No, but you can tell, you can hear the softness and the weakness in his voice, dog. You need your, look, dog, we don't know you. We ain't calling you. And the odd thing is, why would you call two men? What obsession do you have with men? You got to call two guys up. So we'll let you think about
fat.
That.
You're both fat. No, boy.
That's some weird shit, dog. We like women. This is a show for men that like women. You got some weird kinky obsession with Miss Lucario or me. I don't know which one it is, but we gonna move on to the next caller. That's some cake. That's weird. So you're on, sir. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Steve? It's Myron Gaines here from Unplugged Fitness, bro. How you guys doing? What's up, Lucario?
What's going on, bro?
Not much, dude. Yo, I just want to say real quick to all the other callers, man. I'm going to keep this quick. Yo, Steve and Lucario are giving you guys free game, man. You guys got to, like, listen up and stop arguing with them, bro. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, you guys, the 702 caller called in talking about, oh, I love this girl, I want to commit to her and shit, and you guys are like telling him, like, bro, don't do that. And what this guy doesn't understand is that when you're the man, the woman's got an angle to commit to you, because then
yes,
you just start putting up your boundaries and your rules so that she can adhere to it. But when your dumbass says, oh, baby, I want to get in a relationship with you and the shit like that, she's going to basically think she's fine the way she is, and you will lose your biggest leverage, which is her wanting to commit to you, and then you being able to train her. Because, like, what a lot of guys don't understand is that when you get a girl, you're 100% going to have to train her, bro. Like a lot of girls have bad fucking habits, and you got to train that shit out of her. And the only way to do that is when she comes to you for the relationship. And a lot of guys make that mistake and are so quick to give commitment to girls that don't fucking earn it, and then they don't respect them. And then next thing you know, they're getting fucking, like, pussy whipped. She's controlling the relationship, withholding sex, disrespecting them and shit. So you got to start off on the right foot, man. Listen, it's free game, guys. Like, just listen to the – you guys, instead of arguing with them, you guys need to put this type of argument with your girl. Like, you need to start being firm with her instead of calling in and just fucking arguing with these guys. So that's all I got. I just want to support the stream, man. Guys, listen to what they're telling you guys. Like, don't be fucking argumentative, man.
Brother, before you go, that's real-ass shit, man. And I just want to say something to you and a piggyback of what you said. Here's the issue. The issue is – they can't set the standard with the bitch because they haven't set the standard with themselves. And that's what the problem is. You cannot set anything until you set with self. If you don't have the standard here, every bitch is going to run all over you. But you're absolutely right. Lucario, what do you want to say to this man?
No, that's my dude right there, man.
Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't know him. But yeah, he on point. That's some real shit, motherfucker.
Unplugged Fitness. He on
yeah.
Nah, thanks
Unplugged
for having
fitness.
Me on, guys.
Hey, respect to you, brother. Good shit. See that? I like that motherfucker. You know why? Because the motherfucker kept that shit 1,000. 281, what's your question, sir? Then 914.
Hey, what's good, man? It's your boy Kelvin just chilling. But anyways, I just want to tell Lucario, bro, I respect everything that you do, bro. A nigga been on a dry spell for a minute, so I'm thinking about getting the book, finally about to open up and, you know, check it out. Hopefully you take me out of my... you know, my lack of confidence, you know.
All right. Well, I mean, the thing is, bro, I'll tell you this. It's not just about checking out the book. It's about you got to make this shit a lifestyle. Because I'm going to keep it real. The reason why a lot of dudes have trouble in the game is because they're sometimey. You understand? It's like a person like wanting to lose weight. And
yes.
You can't just dabble in the gym once every 2 weeks. You gotta make that shit, you know, at least 5 days a week. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of shit.
No, I respect what you're saying. I respect exactly what you're saying. That's not what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying I've been in like
But okay, caller, hear me out, brother. You're not listening. Bro,
go ahead.
Check it out. Okay, let's follow me. Listen, you have been in a dry spell. Is a choice that you made. You did not buy Mr. Lucario's book. That's a choice that you made. Now you're saying that I'm going to buy your book. And what Mr. Lucario is saying is, yes, the book is going to help you. But in order for it to help you, you've got to learn how to help yourself, push away your ego and your self-importance, and realize, okay, this is the stepping point. I might have to go to the Bad Boy membership. I might need some Lucario coaching. These are things that I need. But you can't fix – you can't be a doctor in a day. And I think that's what y'all think. Y'all think that you can be Dookie Howser. Well, he was a bitch, so I don't want to say Dookie. But you can't be Quincy. I'll say Quincy. But you can't be a doctor in a day. So so what's happening, Mr. Lucario is trying to tell you, is that it's a process, man.
Right.
A process. Lucario?
Right. I don't want you to set yourself up for disappointment. That's all I'm saying. Because I hear a lot – I get a lot of dudes that hit me up and they'll – sort of say stuff like that, and I try to get them to understand that it's almost like you gotta attack it in a way where it becomes part of your life. It has to be part of your lifestyle, not something you do part time.
Yes.
It has to be a full time job, and sometimes you're gonna have to stay overtime.
Overtime. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, like, even on holidays. Yes.
I get what you're saying, Mr. Lucario. I really do. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to, like, say that it's going to come overnight or no shit like that. I'm ready to put in the time. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that the way you speak, it just makes me feel like, damn, maybe if I hustle or maybe if I grind, you know what I mean, just, like, study underneath him just a little bit more, that I might be able to get to where I want to be my best personal self. You know what I mean? So that's all I was trying to say. I wasn't trying to say that I can do it in, like, a day. It might take a year. It might take a two. I'm just saying, like, you're very inspirational, brother. That's all I'm saying.
But it just takes you. It just takes
that.
You.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. And I'll also say this too. I guess end it off is that understand that, you know, a percentage of what you're gonna learn, I can't teach you. Meaning you're gonna have to actually go out,
right,
and do what you do so you can get that experience. And so that's what's gonna teach you a lot of things that you need to know on your own. So in addition to what myself or Steve or whoever else teaches you, you got to make sure you go out there and implement what we teach in so that you can learn more about yourself through, you know, the experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and try not to mimic, okay? And try not to parrot. And number one, stay away from the motherfuckers that try to tell you how to get pussy. That's the worst motherfuckers that you can fuck with. Myself and Lucario is showing you how to get women to want to fuck you. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference. There's a difference when women want to fuck you than someone telling you to go try to fuck women. That's the weakest thing you can do, especially when these women love dick more than anything else in the world. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll throw you back in, brother. We got a few more calls to go, but let's run into a quick commercial real quick, guys. And online, stay there. We'll bring you right back in. We'll be right back. Check this out.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Lucario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minutes, step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
All right, and we'll hit it with this right here.
Guys, we always tell you that tricks, lies, gimmicks, manipulation, and being indirect is some bitch-ass shit that weak people teach and soft people do. Welcome to the E-Zone Show, where women tell you the truth about their thoughts when it comes to men. Just go to www.themanmindset.com and click on free stuff, because sometimes just being an honest man with women is enough.
All right, we're back, guys. Y'all want to call in? 515-605-9370. Goddamn, like, the lines are blowing the fuck up. The car, I don't even know we're going to do emails, so we love this shit. All right, 717, you up, then 914, we got you. 707, what's your question?
Hello? You hear me? Yeah, what's your question, sir?
Oh, nah, I just wanted to say I watched the show last night and I seen them clips you were talking about you're the fucking board. You're not the pieces. And that put it in perspective because it's like when I try to talk to females, I get too caught up in the ass, the titties, and the looks. But when you talk about just follow the board, just worry about what you're trying to do to get to what you want out of the female. And that put a lot of perspective. So I just want to give props to that. That gave me a whole lot of clarity. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you. I'll say something to Lil Carl. I'll throw it to you. Guys, I always teach you guys in this game, it's not about the bitch. It's never about the woman. The game will never be about the woman. It's all about what you want and how you present yourself. And all we were talking about, Lucario, is these guys are too busy looking at the chess pieces or the opponent, and they're not looking at the chessboard to know the moves. What do you have to say on that, Lucario?
No, that's real talk. That's actually one of the reasons why guys have a lot of trouble with women is that they always worried about what the woman wants and what she's thinking. And so what they'll do is they'll tailor their actions on what the woman wants. So they're like, oh, well, maybe if I do this, she'll like this. Or maybe if I do that, she'll like that. It's like, what do you want to do, though? What's your thing as a man that you want to do and let her follow that? Because that's what she's actually wants. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, if you've been thinking about it, that's the ironic part. It's like you doing you is exactly what women want in the first place. So it's ironic that guys are trying to look for what women want, but what they really want is the man, but you got to be that man. You feel what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt, Lacar, and that's what I was talking about. See, guys want women to like them. They want women to want them, and they want women to be attracted to them. And I always tell guys, she could be attracted to your money, your body, or things outside of yourself. As far as wants go, you don't want a woman to want you. You want her to need you. Women want shit every fucking day, but what they need is a man. And last but not least, I never want a woman to like me because I don't want to be her gay fucking best friend. I don't want your likes. I don't want your wants. And I don't want your attraction. I want your motherfucking addiction and habit to me. That's what I want. That's what I need. So, Robert 1000. Let's bring in the next caller. Eric, hold on. 914, we'll bring you in. 111, we'll bring you in next. 914, what's up?
Yeah, hello. What up, fellas?
What's up?
Going on?
Chilling. I got some questions. Yo, Lacroix, what up, man? Yo, Steve, I know y'all always talk about shit about – there was one caller, I forgot what video it was, too, and you guys were trying to tell him that, too, how you should train a woman. But now, this for both of y'all. By the way, too, Steve, you always say that, too, that when you train a woman and stuff like that, she got to follow you. But what if you date a woman, right, and then – and I think that's, like I said, when in my past when I was dealing with women for the corona, too, I had this thing where a woman will say things, but, you know, and I think like most guys do that, too. They don't want to cause attention. You know, sometimes you don't want to cause attention. I'm the type of person, like, for instance, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, one chick, like, she was doing things where every time we were playing something, she would always be late, have excuse. You know what I mean?
But what's your question? What's your question, though?
My question is that too. When you guys say that you should train her, should I have let her know from the beginning? I don't like this and that, but she never displayed that though at the beginning. That's why I don't understand when you guys say you have to train a person. So do you let the person know off rip or do you let them pass?
You go first.
Dude. Okay, 914. Listen, get your crayon out. There is high tolerance, what most of you guys have. There is a thing called low tolerance. That means you kind of are 50-50. Some things you let slide, and some things you don't. As a man, you have no tolerance. That means if you want to suck my dick and have my balls in your mouth, these are the steps you've got to have in order to get my – that means you need to know what you expect out of every woman, man, Smurf, Bigfoot, unicorn, and goddamn Sasquatch before you run into them. Think about this. What you're saying is that I can go to Microsoft right now and knock on the CEO's door and say, look, I want to come in at 10 o'clock. I want to make $500,000 a year and work only 3 hours. No, you think they're going to let me work? No. You've got to follow the man's lead. See, what you're doing is you're giving leeway. When you say a woman is doing, you know, being late. It's not the woman being late. It's not her fault. You are allowing her to be late, and you're not correcting her fucked up ass behavior. You have got to correct the behavior. Lucario?
Now, that's real talk. So just like you're saying, like, at the beginning, he's asking, okay, well, do you tell her, like, what do you say? The thing is, if you supposed to meet a chick for a date at 7, and she gets there 7:15, you know what I'm saying? and then you tell her, hey, listen, you know, I don't do this late thing, so if you're going to be like this, we can't really rock, you understand? So if you want to see me again, you got to be on time, you understand? So you let her know. And that's the thing, and that's the start of you training her, because this could be, you never know what could happen in a situation with a chick. Let's say, you know, the chick is on point. This could be a chick who may end up being your girlfriend or some shit, you understand, at a later date. But you want to start from the beginning to train her so that she knows that from the beginning she needs to be listening to you. You understand? And that's the problem with a lot of guys, that y'all try to come in with the instructions later. No, you have to come in with the instructions from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, even, for example, my dude Miles, who is like, let's say, for example, when he goes on a date with a chick and he goes into the bar or whatever, he'll tell the girl where to sit. You understand what I'm saying?
He's exactly
getting her used to hear, you know, following his instructions. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of thing you need to do, is that you're big, because even you understand when you're planning a date with a girl, right? You're already, from you planning that date, you're already telling her to follow your instructions. You're just saying, hey, listen, on Friday, we're going to meet here at this place. You already told her where to meet you at this place, and she's following your instructions.
Yes.
So anytime you go outside of that, where you start to let shit slide, or you're not really, you know, doing the things that you need to do, you seem incongruent from the jump, because you're already told her to follow your instructions to meet you on a date, but now all of a sudden you ain't telling her to follow your instructions. That don't make no sense. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
You got to be fluid throughout the whole interaction.
Yeah. All right, cool.
That's all right. I understand. Yo, see, one last question. Earlier, you guys said that, too. If only you guys knew that how much women love dick. But I understand that. I do understand. But my thing is that, too. But, fellas, and I know Lucario going to get on me, but I told him, Steve, gonna probably going to curse me out, this nigga right here. Yeah, but, Steve, but. Don't you think that, too? Yes, women love dick, but some of them, too, in a way, would have to get to know you to want to fuck you. No, I'm not saying, but think about it. No, and I've been going through with this, and I felt, and like I said, too, I spoke to my homegirl about this, you know what I mean? I spoke to my homegirl. My homegirl said it's not true, because she likes to get to know certain men before she fucked them. And she's not saying that she won't have sex.
Okay,
she says she has to. She agrees with you guys.
Okay.
She loved
dick. We have enough time for me to put a comma by that statement. Women are just not going to fuck anybody. Let me finish. Okay. Women are not just going to fuck anybody. What she's going to do is she's going to see what kind of man you are. Women base everything off of emotional experiences. So that means, what kind of emotional value is she going to get out of you by being with you? Is she going to get the same effect that she gets when she buys a pair of shoes, a dress, or a fucking handbag? Is she going to get that experience from you? That's when she'll buy into you. But see, a lot of you guys are like we call the Wizard of Oz. You're all thunder, and you're all like, you know, I'm this and I'm that, and I know women, and I know how to get women, and I'm a tough guy, and I'm this, you know. You always talk all that shit, but unfortunately, when she pulls that fucking curtain back, if I can find it. Well, Lucario, if she pulls the curtain back, I'm trying to find it. Damn it, I can't find Lucario. I'm going to explain, but go ahead, Lucario. You explain until I find what I'm looking for.
Right.
Go ahead.
Now, this is the thing real quick. Let me explain something. You got to understand that women will fuck you quickly, right? It just depends on if you're the guy she wants to fuck quickly. That's one. Two, what women will do is this. They'll either lie about, like, this is what your friend's doing. She's either lying about her experiences, or she thinks what she's saying is true, and she rationalizes her experience. So let me explain. One, she's lying, meaning that she's telling you, oh, well, I got to get to know a guy, because she doesn't want to look like a hoe in front of you. So she's going to tell you, I got to get to know a guy, but she know damn well she fucked dudes the first day she met him. Now, two, the rationalization is this. This is when women rationalize. A woman will meet a guy, right? Talk to him for a half an hour. Understand what I'm saying? She'll talk to him for half an hour, and then she'll be like, damn, I want to fuck this guy. So she'll rationalize in her head that I got to know him in a half an hour. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, she fucked some dude she just met. So she don't really know this motherfucker. She just rationalized in her head so she could not feel like a slut. So yeah. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, women will guys on the first date, they will fuck guys quickly. And anytime that they're telling you, hey, I don't do that or whatever, they're either lying or they do that and they're trying to rationalize their lie. You see what I'm saying?
And real quick, what the thing is like, I'm going to pick it back up with Lucario. She'll tell you she doesn't do that. That means she's just not going to do it with you. See, the problem is you're asking a woman for man advice, and a woman ain't going to give you the fucking truth. She's going to be the prim, proper, good girl that goes to church, pets cats, and sits at home on a Saturday night. She doesn't do that shit. But like I was showing you, when she pulls the curtain back and sees this behind the curtain, that's when she's going to tell you, you know, I'm a good girl. But you know what? When she calls a real man, she's going to be like, if Lucario, see, the difference, if you said to a woman, let's go Netflix and chill, it's different from Lucario saying, let's do Netflix and chill. Because Netflix and chill, see, Lucario really might want to watch Netflix. You want to fuck. Lucario might just say, you know what, I want to rest my dick. Why don't you come over and let's watch some TV, because that's what I want to do. She's going to perceive that as, I'm going to be sucking his dick and fucking him. Okay, let's Netflix and chill. As for you, you're saying let's go Netflix and chill because you want pussy. That's why you're not getting any. Because it's a reverse. It's crazy, but shit's reversed that way. Lucario?
No, I feel you. That's the thing. And it all goes back to the intention
yes.
of what you're trying to do. And it goes back to the type of man that she sees you as. And understand that. Anytime when a woman is being resistant to interacting with you sexually, you understand what I'm saying? That's her saying, I'm not that attracted to you yet, or I'm not as attracted to you to the point where I'll do you now. You understand what I'm saying? That's all it's saying. Don't ever think the woman is different. That's where you're getting confused.
Yeah, but
you're thinking she's different.
Hey, Lucario, he said something that broke my brain. Did you say female friend? Did he say a female friend?
No. It's a coworker. That's why. No, it's a coworker. I know that's why, Steve. Like, I always got tips from. Look, that's why coworkers. I don't do that shit. Coworkers. That's why I'm cool with the coworkers. You know what I mean? That's why. She a coworker.
Okay.
I know. Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. One thing too. The thing with me too. Like, right? I'm cool with the chick getting comfortable with me. They're down to come over. But once I mention the sex part, it's like I'm like, damn. I'm like,
but
you know what I mean? Fuck. I'm like,
hey, brother. Okay, brother. You don't mention it. See, y'all got it. See, y'all do not understand. You don't have to mention sex because she already knows you want to fuck. She knows you want to fuck as soon as you see her. So you don't have to mention sex. When she's into you, she will bring up sex by sidebarring photos, titty shots, ass shots, pussy shots, to give you an idea that she wants to fuck. You don't have to ask for it, dog. Lucario?
The thing is, I think the problem with a lot of guys is, because when this is what guys think. As I tell dudes, look, you can be direct with a chick, let her know you're trying to fuck and all this other stuff, right? Now, the thing is that when dudes are doing this, you should already have some sort of inkling that this chick is interested in you. So a lot of times what happens is, because you could throw shit to the wind and it still gets shit popping. But what's going to yield you more results is understanding how a woman views you and sees you as, and is into you. Because sometimes what will happen is this. You'll have a chick who wants to fuck you, but she may be a little timid about it. She may be sexual, but she may be shy. So you let her know, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. And that gives her the green light to be, you know, as slutty as she wants to be. Then you're going to have the women out there who are time wasters, right? And so you want to get rid of the time wasters by letting the chick know, hey, you're trying to do this type of shit. You see what I'm saying? But with that being said, a lot of times y'all be wasting time even talking to the girl about that, because the girl you're talking to is a chick who's already shown signs that she's not interested in you anyway. So it's like, why you understand what I'm saying? It's like, why are you trying to get sex from a woman who's already been showing you signs that she's resistant, or showing you signs that she's sort of wishy-washy, showing you signs that she's all over the place? You understand what I'm saying? So if I met a girl and I got her information and I text her and I said, hey, let's hang out. And then she took 2 days to text me back and she's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, yo, let's hang out. And I'm like, all right. She's like, all right, cool. We'll get together Friday. Friday comes, she flakes on me, right? And then I call her again and I'm like, hey, but let's like hang out Tuesday. And she's like, cool. And then she flakes on me again. Now, what would make me think that type of chick is trying to fuck? You understand what I'm saying? So a guy will ask that same girl, hey, come through to my spot and fuck. And she's like, oh no, I don't want to do that. That's crazy. And then a guy will be like, well, see, I mean, asking these girls or telling these girls I want to fuck and they don't want to come over and fuck. It's like, no, you're telling the chick who done flaked on you twice, the girl who's not really returning your phone calls, let's fuck. And then you're wondering why she don't want
to
fuck.
I don't understand why motherfuckers tell people, if you don't ever listen to a motherfucker, listen. I told guys, Zacario, we got the call. I don't know how to teach you guys how to beg for pussy. I'll never ask. I don't know how to. That's the weakest thing you can do, is tell a woman something she already know. I want her to come to me, goddammit. I don't want to ask. Look, what y'all guys don't know is that we fucking when we first meet. While we talking, I'm unbuttoning her clothes mentally. So why do I need to ask a woman to fuck? That's weakest. Anybody telling you that shit is weak as fuck. Because that's not the game. You ain't supposed to pander and beg for pussy. It's supposed to come to you. So let's go to commercial real quick. Thank you, caller. We got a bunch of calls. We got to hurry up. God damn it. Let me get it. Hit a Lucario commercial. Here we go.
Until you understand the truth, you'll keep being disappointed in everything you do when it comes to women and the dating game. Welcome to BadBoyMembership.com. You get new, honest, straightforward information every month from the bad boy himself, Mr. Lucario. Think about it, guys. Her pussy is wet. Her mouth is watering. And she has nothing to put inside of it but some food. Change up the game by learning what it takes to become the man she needs, not the bitch she wants. BadBoyMembership.com. I keep telling you, the truth is inside you. But wouldn't you rather it be inside her mouth or between her legs?
I love that. Let me play this real quick before we crafty these calls. Here we go, guys.
Sometimes we need a boost or a punch in the fucking chest to give us the confidence to approach, to text, to meet, or to stand on your square. The fucking man attitude is a free product from the man mindset that'll help you get over that edge and help you get past any fears that you may have that can cripple your chances with women. We don't believe in one magic solution for everyone, so we'll keep the content flowing so you can find what works for you.
All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and answer the calls and everything. Guys, like I say, man, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. The lines are blowing the fuck up, Lucario. 605 up, then we got 702-585-732. 605, what's your question, brother? What's up? 605 going once, going twice.
Hello?
Let's go to the next one. Oh, yeah, what's up, man?
Yo, what's going on, guys? That's what, man, I think that a lot of the problem with some of the callers, bro, is that they don't have that abundance mindset. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real. I'm right at this point in my life. I'm all about I'm more goal oriented. So I'm not looking for anybody to be obligated to, or to be a wife, or anything like that. I'm just kind of looking to get the semen retention out here and there, and that's about it. And when you have more than one floating around, four, five, six floating around you, it's like when you have a full kitchen. I mean, a full fridge. You don't need to go packing no more. You're good. You're not worried about it. And I think a lot of the women, they go off of energy. Like, they know when a guy's looking and when a guy's about his business. You know what I'm saying? They're interested in that. What's he got going on? What's popping with him? But when you don't have nothing going on, of course you're gonna be like you talked to the dude earlier. You told him that he fucked above his pay grade, and that's why he's going crazy. And that's exactly what it was. He's used to dealing with, you know, the lower joints. So when he did get one that he couldn't introduce to his friends or brag about, you know, he leaned in. He went all in for that. So I think that abundance mindset is important. Having more than one, two, three floating around. And that way you're not stressed out on if this girl can't chill, if that girl can't, if she didn't answer the phone. It's all good because you got three or four more to kick it with or to choose from,
okay,
or whatever.
What's your question, brother? What's your question?
Well, you know, I'm more like a panelist. I don't call for the advice. I just like to call and give advice.
Well, brother, this ain't the show for you, man. You create your own show and give your fucking own advice, dude. This ain't the – you'll fuck your advice. Fuck what fuck you talking about, man? I mean, what the fuck is he talking about? I mean, you call it as a question. I want to hear your fucking advice. We don't even know your motherfucking ass. Fuck you talking about goals. Let me tell you why you fucked up on your advice. Motherfucker, it's called responsibility. It ain't goddamn goals. Don't change up goals for fucking responsibility, man. Anyway, let's get to the next caller, man. What the fuck? 702, what is your question, sir? And 858, you're next. 702 going once. 702 going twice.
702.
Yes, 702. Did you have a question, ma'am?
Which number did you speak?
I'm talking to you, ma'am. Do you have a question?
Okay. Awesome. So basically, I'm going to need you to simmer down so that you can speak to me like a human being, first of all.
Okay. Wait. Macario, I got this. Watch it. Ma'am, I will settle down. But what I need you to do, ma'am, what I need you to do before I settle down, I need you, okay? I need you to stand up and put your hand over your heart and say this before I open
you
up.
I pledge allegiance to my man, for he is my leader and my king. Without him, I have no value or worth. I must separate myself from the countless others that will be at his feet. I must cook, I must clean, and I must have sex with him at his beck and call. That is my duty, that is my honor, and that is my privilege. Because I'm going after his last name, his ring, and his time. I must learn to be more ladylike and submit to his every whim.
Now I will open you back up. Now that you've got that out the way, what is your question?
Okay, so what I will say to that is you must obey God as ruler and honor him rather than men.
Jesus Christ. Lucario, do you want to talk to this one?
Miss, where are you from?
Okay, I'm opening it back up. I can't. Miss, where are you from?
It doesn't matter where I'm from. Where are you from?
I'm asking you a question. It doesn't. Where are you from?
I'm from the West Coast.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm old enough.
50.
That's why you don't get pussy right now because you're asking women their age. You don't do that.
You want to know why you're 50. You want to know why? You're 50, your eggs are dried up, and you got crow's feet. What do you want? Your metabolism slowed down. I'm sorry. I'm not a gigolo no more, so we can't negotiate price. So what do you want? What is
well,
it that
I called
you want?
I called in to commend Hashim on his great work. I've purchased a couple of books from him, and that's all I called for. But
good.
I don't like you. I don't know how far he's going to get
anywhere with you.
As his ring, that may not work.
You don't like me? You don't like me? Oh,
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Your thoughts ain't my thought, bitch. I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. Cut that bitch off.
All right, Eric Code 858. What's your question, sir? You're up, sir.
585. What's going on, Steve?
585. I'm sorry. Yes. What's up, brother?
Nah, you good? You good? What the fuck with that bitch, man? Well, yo, I respect you though, Steve. You be letting these bitches have it, man. They need it. But my thing is like, you know what I'm saying? I'm 22 and I'm just like trying to fuck chicks and shit. So like, my thing is, my approach should always be direct when I'm approaching chicks, right?
Yes. Is that your question?
What's the question?
What the fuck? Wait, hold on.
Wait.
You still there? What is your question?
I said, okay, that's what I'm saying. I said, so my thing is like, with the whole thing about you saying like you shouldn't be asking women about sex and shit, but like when you direct, when you directly approaching them, it has to do with sex though, right?
Yes.
That's
so
what
let me
I'm
ask
saying.
You a question.
So you would go,
if you want, if you want, okay, if you want ice cream and you're in an ice cream store, do you have to ask for what you want?
You got actual flavor and shit.
Right. Right. There you go. The flavor. But let me ask you this question. Do you understand that a woman knows you want to fuck as soon as she notices you noticing her? That's when she knows, okay? So if she knows you want to fuck at that point in time, it's about what kind of experience do you have. And if you're making it about pussy, you're not going to get any pussy because you fall in line with the other 5,000, 10,000 guys that are thirsty as fuck. The guy she wants to fuck is the one that makes it about his time. Not the pussy, because pussy is easy to get, dude. But that's the easiest thing to get is pussy. That's why women fuck guys who make it about their time. Lucario?
See, the thing is this. I say you need to tell a chick that you want to fuck her so that you get the chicks out the way who don't want to fuck you. Now, if you already know the chick want to fuck, then you don't really need to. But see, this is the hard part about this, because if you're advanced in a game, you'll know if a chick want to fuck you in 90% of the time. I didn't even say 95% of the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that for a lot of women where you're not sure about, or because let's say, for example, right? Let's say you chilling with a chick and y'all talking or whatever, and you at a bar and she's like, you know, looking you in the eyes and fucking, you know, touching you, rubbing your shoulders and shit and all up in your face, and she's trying to kiss you and all that other stuff. It's like, okay, this chick, she's trying to get sexual. So it's most likely going to happen. Now, if you're talking to a chick and you want to fuck her and she's flirting with you, but she's not really showing any signs or she's being wishy-washy or whatever, then you got to be like, listen, what you doing later? I want to take you back to my crib and do this thing. You understand what I'm saying? Because what happens is that you don't want to waste time dealing with that girl who's just be talking to you all night. You understand what I'm saying? But the problem is most guys don't know how to read women's body language. They don't know how to read the energy of a chick to see if she's actually interested in them. So therefore, they waste a lot of time dealing with a woman. Or a guy may want to just have sex with a woman, right? And then he'll say, hey, let's go out on 3 dates. And it's like, no, just tell the chick, yo, come to my crib and let's get it in. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Guys are scared to let the women know that they want to be with them sexually. So a guy, just like Steve said, the chick knows you want to fuck, but then you'll pretend that you don't want to fuck, which is why a lot of times it's hard for you to get the sex, because you're sitting there pretending you don't want to do it, but you're not really expressing that you want to do it. You see what I mean?
Carl, let me ask you a quick question. Okay, Carl, listen. Okay, look. Carl, have you ever watched a James Bond? Have you ever watched a James Bond movie before?
Yes, sir. One of my favorites.
Okay. Have you ever seen a James Bond movie where he's begging for pussy?
No.
Have you ever seen a James Bond movie where he says, I want to fuck you?
Nah, he does it. Fuck it.
So what does he do? How does he introduce himself? My name is Bond, James Bond. But you got to ask yourself, what is it about him that makes women want to fuck him? Why? Because he's not making it about the pussy. He's not making it about something he already can get. So he does. See, y'all care too much about pussy. That's your problem. You don't understand a woman that wants to fuck you. You want to fuck them, so that puts you in a weak position, man. You see what I'm saying? She knows you want to fuck, so... But what?
No, I'm about to say, the thing with Lucario was talking about, the chick, she could be also on some bullshit. If she's sending you nudes and all that kind of shit, that's showing that she wants to fuck, but you don't actually... You're not going to actually know if she wants to fuck until you are actually fucking her. That's what I'm saying. So that can
Wait, Lucario's right. If she's sending you nudes... What is that telling you?
It's telling you she wants to fuck you, but then we're not fucking yet, though.
But wait a second. If she sends you nudes and you set up to fuck and she bullshitting you, what you going to do? 2 + 2 = 4. So you cut it off.
You know what it is?
Right.
It's basically the same thing. It's like D-Drunk is saying it's contradicting views. No, it's not contradicting views. What we're saying is, Steve is saying 5 plus 2 is 7, and I'm saying 6 plus 1 is 7.
There you go. Exactly.
But what you got to understand is that what we're saying is that certain guys, like, for example, there was a chick, and we talked for maybe, like, I don't know, like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or something like that, and then I ended up taking her to a whole homie smash. You understand what I mean? So the whole time I didn't mention let's go have sex. You understand what I'm saying? In fact, she's the one who, you know what I'm saying? She was the one who said it to me. But she was extremely interested, and I already knew. So I'm just chilling, drinking, talking to her, whatever, right? Now, there's another situation where I was talking to this chick, and we were having a conversation. We were flirting a little bit, but she was being kind of like wishy-washy a little bit. So I basically said to her, I said, listen, you know, I want to, you know, go back to your place and get it in. You feel what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to waste any more time talking to this woman who wasn't showing me the full interest. You see what I'm saying? So this is what I'm saying. You guys need to be in more situations. So certain situations where you could read the situation where the chick actually wants to make it happen, there's times you don't necessarily need to say it because it's obvious she wants to make it happen and she's actually following through. You understand what I'm saying? Then there's situations where you're not so sure and you should say something because that's going to actually make it to where you're not going to be wasting time with no chick for another 2 or 3 hours trying to make something happen with a girl. Because the thing is that there, and this is what you got to understand at the end of the fucking day, there is no guarantee that you're going to be fucking a chick unless you're fucking a chick. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Meaning, I agree with that.
Pussy. All that, you understand? Because I could tell a chick, I could say, hey, girl, I want to fuck the shit out of you. Come back to my place. And she says, okay, cool. Then we get back to my place, and now she don't want to fuck me no more. You understand what I'm saying? Or I could say nothing about fucking, and we could go back to my place, and we could end up fucking. Or I could say nothing about fucking, we go back to my place, and we still don't fuck. You understand what I'm saying? So understand that telling a chick you want to smash, a lot of times, the basis or the main thing about that is so you don't waste time.
That's bullshit. Right. That's okay. Whoever the fuck this motherfucker is, that's LaCar. You hit it on the head. We saying at the end of the day, it's about my fucking time, you dumb motherfucker. It's about time, you dumb bitch. Not you, caller. This dumb motherfucker here.
I know.
We both are saying the same thing. We don't want to waste our fucking time. Period. Time doesn't matter how you get to that point, as long as you reach the point of I'm not wasting my time, because y'all don't even get enough women to have women attention whore your ass, so you even know what the fuck attention whoring is. So what the fuck are you talking about? What you all this attention whore shit? Nobody give a fuck about an attention whore. If she ain't doing what the fuck I want to do, fuck her. Period. That's it. We got other calls to grab. Yeah, I know we run over time on.
No, my bad. So Steve,
all right, what's up, Carl? What's up? Hurry up. What's up, man? What's up?
My bad. So my thing is like, okay, I'm walking, right? I see an attractive chick, and I'm like, yo, come up to her. Like, I find you attractive, and I want to get to know you in an intimate way. So is that okay?
Well, what is intimacy? Yes, it's, you want to know why it's okay? Because intimate is a broad range of shit, which is forcing her to say, what do you want from me? Which is telling her that I don't know you well enough to know what I want from you, but I want to see if you're worth my time. That's what it's forcing her. That's what it's doing. I'm not listening. The reason I say intimate, because intimate could be a touch, a hug, a kiss, a rubbing, making out. It's a broad range because I don't know the bitch yet. So until I learn what kind of motherfucker she is, that's how I'm going to make the adjustments. You got to look at the board. The board moves the pieces. You see what I'm saying, man?
Okay. I appreciate you, brother.
I'm just telling her what my intentions are. Yes. Okay? I'm sorry. No, we're good, brother. We good.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, like, yeah, she shouldn't even have to question that shit. Cause I want to get to see how she is so I can want to fuck her. I might not want to fuck her, right?
Right, but she's going to question that because she don't hear that from a lot of guys. That throws her off her cue because she doesn't hear that word intimate from a lot of guys. Because intimate is not just fucking. It's a broad range of things that you can do with a woman, okay? And that's the truth.
Mm.
Okay?
All right, I'm going to use that shit. All right, appreciate you, brother.
All right, man, we'll throw you back in. Lucario, we got a few more calls. You want me to go to commercial or grab the call, sir?
Whichever.
Okay, yeah, we got some calls. Guys, stay there. We're definitely going to take your calls. Chat room, y'all got any questions? We got y'all as well. Let's go ahead and do a quick commercial, and we will be right back.
Truth is inside you, but in order to find it, you need someone who knows the game well enough to guide you so you can get a better understanding of yourself. MrLocario.com offers a wide range of coaching options that can benefit every man. Email, phone, personal one-on-one coaching, and more. It's one thing to hear the words, "The truth is inside you." The question is, are you ready to get help to understand why?
Yes, sir. And last but not least, let's hit this one right here.
When it comes to giving her your information, we are on a whole different level. Welcome to the Tap Tap Game. Instead of trying to ask for her number, just tap her phone, and all your information will go right to her phone. Information you can update in real time. For more information, just go to themanmindset.com/game. Are you ready to make a first impression 99% of the guys out there can't?
All right, guys, let's go ahead and answer the questions. Guys, we're here, Mr. Cario, the bad boy, the dating game, and Steve Dean Williams. We got a few more calls. We'll finish it up. Area code, we got 702-732 and 254. That'll be it. 732, what's your question? And then we got 732 and 254. What's your question, sir? All right, 702 going once, 702 going twice. All right, next one up. Area code, we get 443. 732, what's your question, sir?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your question? Okay, guess you're not. All right, area code 443, what's your question, sir?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Dean? What's up, Lucario? It's your boy Aqua Dragon. How y'all doing today, man?
What's up, brother?
Hey, listen, man. See, the problem with a lot of guys, including myself, you know, when I think this way, a lot of guys, it's too many planets and not enough suns. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys want to be in the orbits of females, and because they think what makes them cool is being in the orbit of a cool person, which is her. But instead of you doing that, I think we should be the sun and let her be in our orbit. You know what I'm saying? Because we the centerfold of the solar system. So I think that's the mindset that, you know, us men should have. And then having that mindset will put us in a winning position, a powerful position, by having her orbit around us, you know what I'm saying, chasing us, worshiping us, because when you do it that way, you'll win and you'll get better results. You see what I'm saying? And another thing, it seems like every time I'm somewhere and I see a chick and I want to holler at her, it's not that I'm scared, it's the fact that it'd be at the wrong time, like, because the situation be kind of like where those things about to move fast, and I want to holler at her, but it's still like the wrong time. So when exactly is the right time to holler at a chick in a fast situation?
All right, brother, let me ask you a question. Is a lion in 24 A.D.?
Yes, sir.
Is a lion in 58 B.C.?
Yes, sir.
Is a lion in 1928?
Yes, sir.
71.
Yes, sir.
And last but not least, 2020.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you, there is no thing as called a right time. That's the problem. You guys are trying to make an excuse of why you're not being what you should be. There's no such thing called a right time. You are always on, like Rosebud always says it, you're a train or a truck going 100 miles an hour with no lights and no brakes every goddamn day. There is no, I'll take a break. If I see her, I'm going to go after her, and I don't care about the result because I don't – see, y'all think losing is her saying no. That's not losing. You don't lose because she says no, because she's allowed to say what the fuck she wants to say. It's about your time. And learning from the experience.
Right.
And I just want to say this real quick before I throw it to Lucario. Your problem is this. You said, sometimes I see a woman, right? And sometimes I don't feel it's the right time.
So when you say that, that means you're getting a little bit of anxiety and you're feeling a little bit of fear, right? You're feeling something not to go talk to him, right?
Well, I wouldn't say fear, OG. I just say, like, what happened today, right? I was coming home from the VA hospital. I was a veteran. And I saw the shit on the bus stop. I'm like, damn, she's kind of cute. I was going to holler at her. But, you know, but the bus
pulled up. Okay, stop right there. Come on. Just real quick. Stop right there. When you're at home and you say, I want to eat or I want to drink, do you sit there and say, well, it's just not the right time to, you know, the soda's right in my front of me. The food's right in front of me, but it's just not the right time. Does that make any sense, brother?
No. It don't.
Right. So what I'm saying, right. If you think it, just do it. Lucario?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I agree with that. Look, a lot of the things about thinking about right time or should I do it is just excuses to sort of rationalize why you won't go and do it. You understand what I'm saying? That's all it is.
Good point.
And you want to talk to her, you talk to her. And is that simple? You see what I'm saying? Because this is you got to
do right.
If you approach a woman, I see this has never happened in a woman's mind. I guarantee you what I'm about to say has never happened in a woman's mind. A woman has never been approached by a guy she was attracted to and said to herself, brother, I appreciate you approaching me, but it's not the right time. She'll never say that.
Never say that.
She wants to talk to you. You understand what I'm saying? Never.
Right.
So the thing is that if she's interested, she's going to be interested. You understand? She's going to make it happen. So there's no right time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Regardless of the situation, let me cut you off. Regardless of the situation, if the energy is there, it's there, right?
No. Wait. Listen. There's no such thing as a situation. You do or you don't do. That's it. See, the thing is, y'all guys, you have to understand, she's not thinking about you. She's not scared of you. She doesn't know you, okay? So if you look at her and she notices you noticing her and you don't do anything about it, you just better leave it alone. You just better walk away because at that point, she knows your whole entire story of why you are what you are, and that's what guys understand. When a woman sees you and realizes you are not keeping it 1,000, you beat around the bush, you play games, you be indirect. She's like, you're a generic guy that ain't getting no pussy. So let's play the game. Lucario?
Nah, it's real talk, you know, and you know, you guys got to stop being scared. It all boils down to being afraid of the rejection. That's all that comes down to.
Yes.
There's nothing more, nothing less than that. It's like all this other extra stuff is just, is just rationalizing, you know, that fear. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Here's a grass out, dog. Real quick.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Grassology rule 3. Everything you do is a reflection of yourself. If you don't talk to her, you're a bitch. If you make excuses, you're a bitch. If you can't text, approach, and spit-yak to her, you're a man. Just kidding. You're still a bitch. Why? Bitches do what bitches do. I don't know. I'm a man.
and you know what? And you know what, Lucario? We're not calling you guys bitches. We're saying that's how they see you. See, y'all don't understand. They know all you guys. We got two more calls. They know everything you guys think and do. Let's go to 254 and then 310 to wrap this up. 254, what you got, brother?
Hey, y'all can hear me?
What's your question,
Hello?
Brother?
Hello? Oh, all right. Well, I appreciate y'all punching me in, man. I was just calling. I follow y'all, both of y'all, and it's kind of not just specifically on women, but I mean, I'm a man. We're interested in women, but I'm kind of focused on like a level, you know, deeper than that. Like, I'm 29 and, you know, that masculine energy, how a guy would grow up and, you know, be able to stand on his manhood and, say things and not, and really mean it and, not want to back up off of it. Was it a point like for either one of y'all that y'all realized like, hey, I'm gonna have to say what the fuck I got to say to get what I need or want. And, like, when y'all did realize that, if y'all went through that at some point, I mean, like.
What, this is the thing. This is the thing. Because I understand exactly what you're talking about, what you're going through. It's it's really you gotta accept yourself 1,000%. You know what I'm saying? And not give two fucks about nothing else. Like for real. You know what I'm saying? And I've struggled
all right.
with that too. You know, where I was like, damn, well, I may not want to say this or do this because I'm going to get this person upset, or I don't know what this person might think, or I don't want to present this sort of image. And then it's like at the end of the day,
right.
you got, it's almost like you got to get sick of it. You got to get sick of trying to cater to everything else and everybody else. And you got to say, you know what? I'm just going to live for my own fucking self and do the shit that I want to fucking do. You feel what I'm saying? Regardless of who like it or no. And you know what I'm saying? And that over to getting with women, because you're way more attractive like that. Why? Because you don't give a fuck about this.
Right.
Want to or not? You understand? And that's what makes her want to fuck with you.
Right. And caller, I started at 9 years old with my mentor, and the one thing he taught me when I was nine, getting into the game, was that he taught me that this right here, which you don't see, what they see, this is what makes me unique. This is what makes me unique. My fingerprint, my authenticity, and my name. And as long as I'm focused on my name and what the fuck I want, I will create this thing called no tolerance. That means I'm not putting up with anybody's shit. I don't care who it is. I'm not putting up with it. And because I love the motherfucker in the mirror, not the one in the window, but the one in the mirror, meaning I'm looking out for him. I'm doing everything I can to make him a better man. So what I'm saying to you is, once you learn more about your name, y'all got to stop making it about women, because women are a perk. Women have nothing to do with the game. Women just come into your life and go. I mean, fuck these women. They're not special. I will never make a woman special until she shows me that she's worthy of my time first. It's my time first. It's my respect second. My name third, and then if she's lucky, she'll get my love. But you ain't getting that shit, because that shit is so high up in the clouds, most motherfuckers won't even get near that shit. But that's how you should feel. That's how Lucario feels. That's what we're saying to you, young men. This is not about women. Once you look at that motherfucker in the mirror and draw a line in the sand and say, I love you, fuck these women. I'm addicted to you. You're the one. Hey, look, you know, the police don't even answer my phone calls, because I always put out a restraining order on myself. Because all I do is call the fuck police and say, God damn it, I'm following myself. I'm stalking me. I can't get enough of you. So that's to you, brother. Make it about right, you, brother. And that's what's going to start everything in, okay, my brother?
I'm with you. I appreciate it, man. Both of y'all. Right. I appreciate what y'all do.
So. All right, we got two more calls. Thank you, 254. All right, now this guy's been waiting for a long time. Hold on, 310-111. What's your question?
Hello, Silverwater.
We made that motherfucker wait for that shit. All right, 310, last question. What's up, 310? What's up?
What up, coach? It's me again, man. That dude, he stay doing that shit whenever you call him with that fake ass accent. But, I had emailed you last night. Remember you? You probably don't remember, but you was like, hit me on the something basically to where we can talk or whatever. Because you remember last night I emailed you.
I'll email. Yeah, but did you have a question real quick? So because we're doing the show.
Basically. Anyways, I had responded. Basically, I was telling a girl like when she asked me that question, like, why are you doing all that shit? You know, got her all mystery. So. Basically, I told her, like, the deal, like, you know, me and my son, my own, get along, and this and that, you know, all this other shit. So she said some shit, like, oh, I'm going to keep your foot on some shit, you know, I got a choker on right now, but she, like, I'm going to keep my foot on your neck, basically, because you and her, y'all need to be cool, like, shit like that. I'm like, foot on my neck? Wait, hold on, like,
what's
you know
what
I'm saying?
We can't understand what you're saying, brother. What's your question? I'll call you. I'll write your number and I'll call you. But what's your question, brother?
Oh, basically, I was like, I was trying to basically, like make that into a question, you know, because it kind of had me, like, stuck. Like, what the fuck does this mean? Put on my neck. So I'm like, let me see what's up with coaching shit.
All right, Lucario, what would you say to a woman that says she wants to put her foot on your neck?
Like, basically, a relationship with some mom, like, you know.
Man, That's what he said. Well,
I word this dude saying.
All right, 310, look, we don't understand what
you're
saying.
Yeah, we know
though.
The bitch out of bounds. I know that.
Well, if she out of bounds, then what you got to do? What needs to be done? Tell us.
Yeah, basically check her out the door.
Well, yeah, okay, 301, I got a friend named Mr. Lucario, and he's got a girl that says she's going to put his foot on his neck. What do you want me to tell Mr. Lucario to do?
Shit, throw her in the water.
Well, that's your answer. You know, sometimes the answer is in the question, brother. You know what you got to do.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that you're not going to do it. That's the problem. Y'all get the answers, but you're not going to do it because you're afraid of losing her, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, so yeah, I'll get back at you, man. We'll throw you back in because we got to wrap it up. We got one guy. I don't know. This is a prank caller. 447-909-926. What's your question, man? All right, we're done. Okay, so let's go ahead and hit a quick commercial and let's wrap this thing up. Dude, we didn't even get a chance to read a damn question. Jesus Christ. All right, yeah, we'll save it next week. So let me play a Lucario commercial, and then we'll wrap this up. And Jesus Christ. All right, so here we go, Mr. Lucario.
Hey, what's up, Mr.
No, we're going to do this.
Hey,
we'll do this too.
Mr. Lucario, the bad boy of the dating game.
Yeah, there we go. I'm sorry. This
is the bad boy of the dating game.
Guys, do you want to attract women faster and easier without the lies and gimmicks? Are you ready to eliminate the fear and anxiety? Do you want to develop the edge that all women desire? Then go to thebadboymembership.com and let Mr. Lucario show you the way. Remember, guys, the truth is inside you. Now it's time for your truth to get between her legs.
I love that. Let me play this last one. Let me play this last one, and we will wrap the show up. Here we go.
How many YouTube videos and fucking bad information is it going to take to show you that in order to understand women, you have to realize that being a man has nothing to do with what a woman says, thinks, or does. As soon as you make it about her, you become her. Are you tired of bending over backwards just for some hug crumbs, a fucking bullshit message, or maybe just some pussy? Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Do you want to learn what it takes to make that woman want to fuck you more than anything? The Man Mindset membership can get you there. This membership offers you a wide range of PDF files, product discounts, and 4 hours a month of never-seen information. Join our membership today.
All right. Now, Lucario, what do you have going on before we wrap this up, brother?
Yeah, so guys, make sure you join the Bad Boy membership. Go to badboymembership.com to join the membership. You get 45 through 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, make sure you guys go to MrLucario.com to check out all the books, the product DVD, joints. And make sure you guys hit me up on Instagram at Real Mr. Lucario. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at Real Mr. Lucario.
Wait, Lucario, you rap, right?
I used to back in the day.
Well, come on, real quick battle, dog. Real quick before I say my You want to battle me? You want to battle me, Lucario? You want to battle me? Come on, let's battle. You know, we got to do a rap battle, Lucario. Come on.
Maybe I'll play some of my songs at some point.
All right. Okay. All right. Anyway, guys, we want to say thank you to everybody in the chat room and thank you to everybody listening. Guys, what I got going on, I say in the next around 2 East, I'm going to do a Riding with the Dean, and we're going to be discussing more about your chessboard. That's going to be the discussion for the hour. We're going to discuss Riding with the Dean. And then tomorrow, we're going to be discussing how understanding the bad side of being a man, the dark side of being a man, and also understanding how to learn who you are and what you are based off of what you think. That's on Wednesday. So thank you very much, guys. We appreciate all you guys out there. Like, subscribe to Mr. Lucario and myself. Y'all got any questions, go to the badboymembership.com. He's not going to do the rap battle. He's a rapper, but he ain't going to do the – come on, you're a rapper, Lucario. You're a rapper. Come on.
I gotta get my shit tight. I haven't rapped in like fucking 8 years. You know what I'm saying?
I know you got bars.
I'm gonna write some shit for you though. I'm gonna write
write some shit for me. because I hold you in it days for days as I paraphrase the game to your mind. Have your body sex crazed to my voice like a swimming pool that Susan put your body in the mood. Intoxicating lovely bitches at the club wide groove. Higher, higher hands to the sky. Wiggle that ass, rub those smooth thighs. Hypnotized by this game in my eyes. Try this mind candy and have you paralyzed. Transpose, I suppose, from your head down to your toes. Motherfucker, who knows? See, we got to do this, dog. I'm calling you out, Licario. Battle, baby. So, nah, that's my dog, man. I love Licario. That's my motherfucking dog right there. All right, guys. I just had to fuck with him, guys. We will talk to y'all motherfuckers on next Tuesday, man. We out. All right, guys. All right, it's going off, Licario. All right, and we are offline. Yeah. Yeah, you got to come with some. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Now that's some real shit.
No, that's a real shit. No. Nah.